Hello and welcome, inspirational viewers, to this week's Cinema Scene. Athletics are a wonderful venue for attaining optimal physical and mental health. Moreover, they offer a window for rediscovering our God-given attributes. Today we will feature three inspirational films on sports. Let us first look at Angels in the Outfield, a 1994 remake of the 1951 film of the same name. Directed by Mr. William Dear, this film features appearances by several actors who have risen to star status, including Academy Award-winning Mr. Adrian Brody, Mr. Matthew McConaughey, and Mr. Neil McDonough. Angels in the Outfield first introduces us to young foster children Roger, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and JP, played by Milton Davis Jr. The boys are residing at a short-term foster home near a baseball stadium where the California Angels play. One day, when Roger's father pays him a rare visit, Roger asks when they will be a family again. His father replies, "I'd say when the Angels win the pennant." Roger is filled with hope, but when the two boys go see the Angels play, they find that the Angels are in no shape of winning anytime soon. As the Angels manager, George Knox, played by Mr. Danny Glover, says, the Angels hardly act as a team. That night, with his father's answer still resonating in his mind, Roger prays to God to help the Angels win. Soon, Roger and JP go see another game. While there, Roger is amazed to see real angels descending from the sky to help the team win the game. But as their leader, Al, played by Christopher Lloyd, says, Roger is the only one who can see them.
From above?
The sky deal. It's a good entrance for
him. You mean you saw him?
The angels.
Angels?
Of course I saw him. They're with me. The little one's a rookie. He just got off his training wing.
The boy meets George Knox, who is bitter and does not have faith in his team. After Roger tells him of the angels that he has witnessed, George decides to invite the boys to all their games as a good luck charm. As the Angels continue to work miracles in the field, the team begins to move up in ranks toward the championship game. Meanwhile, George grows fond of his young companions, and as he shares more time with Roger and JP, his hope is renewed. But can the Angels depend on their God-sent helpers to win the championship? And will Roger be reunited with his family? Angels in the Outfield is a sweet tale of how little faith can go a long way. This fun movie has many humorous scenes that will bring laughter to the whole family, while it conveys the heartwarming reminder that angels are always there to guide and watch over us. Angels in the Outfield garnered 4 nominations, including 3 1995 Saturn Awards. Cinema Scene will be right back after these brief messages for 2 more spirited sports films. So please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television. Our second feature is the 1992 production, The Mighty Ducks, directed by Mr. Stephen Herrick. It is the first of the Mighty Ducks trilogy written by Mr. Stephen Brill. The film follows the story of successful defense attorney Gordon Bombay, played by Emilio Estevez. Gordon approaches life as a game in which he must always win. However, one night Gordon is pulled over for drunk driving. As a consequence, he must do community service by coaching the local Pee Wee hockey team known as District 5. Not only does this misfit group of kids never win, but Gordon also has a strong dislike of the sport, having had bad memories of playing hockey as a child. The District 5 team has their first game with Gordon against the Hawks. This happens to be the team that Gordon had played for as a child, in which he had once missed an overtime championship goal, ending his team's consecutive winning streak. This led Gordon to quit hockey. Gordon meets his old coach, Coach Jack Riley, played by Mr. Lane Smith. The Hawks are still in top shape, and Coach Jack has taught his players that he will accept only victory. When the game between the Hawks and District 5 begins, it is amusingly obvious that the Hawks will effortlessly win. Moreover, Coach Riley makes sure to remind Gordon of the day that his team did not win the championship game so many years ago. Embarrassed, Gordon is determined to prove that his team can overcome the Hawks. He convinces his boss to sponsor them, giving them appropriate equipment, uniforms, and a new team name, Ducks. With the makeover of the team, Gordon begins to train the Ducks. As he spends more time with the kids, he gains their trust and respect. Soon the Ducks begin to win games. Meanwhile, Gordon's endeavors with the team also help him recognize his love of the sport. At the same time, Gordon still struggles with coming to terms with that fateful day when he was the star player of the Hawks. Will the Ducks work their way up to the championships? More importantly, will Gordon and the team realize what's more important than winning?
We lost a few games. Tough. That was District 5. Now we're the Ducks.
Yeah.
And the Ducks are undefeated.
The Mighty Ducks is an encouraging story filled with comedy and excitement. It offers an entertaining reminder that the key to true fulfillment lies in discovering the joy in what you do. The Mighty Ducks was nominated for 2 1993 Young Artist Awards. The third movie is Rudy, directed by Mr. David Anspach and written by Mr. Angelo Pizzo. The 1993 film is based on the true story of Daniel Rudy Rudiger and his dream to play football at the University of Notre Dame. In 2006, a jury of 1,500 film artists, critics, and historians named it the 54th most inspiring film of all time for the American Film Institute, or AFI's, series. AFI's 100 Years, 100 Cheers. We are introduced to Rudy, a boy living in Juliet, Illinois, USA. He and his family are big fans of Notre Dame's football team, and Rudy says that he will play there after high school. Everyone laughs at him, not taking him seriously due to his physical size. The movie fast forwards to high school, where the older Rudy, portrayed by the Academy Award nominated Mr. Sean Astin, has indeed gained respect as a football player. Still, he lacks the grades and financial means to attend Notre Dame and ends up working at a local steel mill with his father, brothers, and best friend Pete, played by Mr. Christopher Reed. He still dreams of playing for Notre Dame and has saved money to cover admission fees. However, everyone still tells him that he cannot do it. When Pete, the only one who believes in Rudy, passes away, Rudy decides to take action. With the advice and encouragement of an understanding priest, Rudy is accepted into Holy Cross, the school across the street from Notre Dame. With good enough grades, he may transfer to Notre Dame and try out to be a walk-on football player. Although he is constantly chided by those around him that he does not have the brains, physical build, or talent, Rudy is determined to do the best he can with what he does have. Thus, Rudy devotes all his time and energy to do well in his studies, earn a living for tuition, and condition himself so that he may one day get on the field as a Notre Dame Irish player. Rudy tells the moving and uplifting journey of the football player whose willpower touched those around him and helped him achieve his dreams. Sean Astin's superb portrayal of the admirable young man helps to exemplify the tenacity of the human spirit in a way that will bring tears and smiles to viewers. Indeed, Rudy's story is one that proves that when you commit with your heart, even seemingly unreachable goals may be accomplished. Rudy won the 1992 Christopher Award and the 1994 Studio Crystal Heart Award.
Let's hit those ropes! Come on, move it! Come on!
Tiny little gentlemen, let's go. Pump your arms, keep your heads up.
Angels in the Outfield, The Mighty Ducks, and Rudy are magnificent productions whose motivational tales of the world of sports remind us of the venerable qualities innate in humankind. Wonderful viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, coming up after Noteworthy News. May your heart radiate with heaven's glorious light.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.